And now, James Gravel.
If I were to say that Christians are peculiar people, would you think that I was insulting them? If you did think that, you would be wrong. Actually, such a statement would be a compliment. In Titus 2:14, the Apostle Paul said that Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Christians are peculiar, not in the sense of being weird, but in the sense of being set apart. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 4, verse 3, the Lord has set apart for himself those who are godly. Above all things, Christians should be godly. So how should we as Christians react when someone mistreats us or sins against us? Generally, the first thought to come to mind is not automatically, yes, I'm angry and hurt, but what can I do to extend forgiveness to the person who did this to me? Instead, we sometimes think to ourselves, I won't get mad, I'll get even. In short, when we are reviled, our first reaction often is to want to revile in return. The Scripture, however, teaches us to act differently. In the Old Testament, the principle of not seeking vengeance was made clear in Proverbs 24, verse 29, when the writer said, "Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me." 4 chapters earlier, the proverb writer had said, "Do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you." Proverbs 20, verse 22. Isaiah stressed the point to the people of his day, too, when he wrote, "Listen to me. You who know righteousness, you people who have my teaching in your hearts, do not fear the reproach of others, and do not be dismayed when they revile you. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my deliverance will be forever, and my salvation to all generations." Isaiah 51, verse 7. Notice the common thread running through these passages. Wait on the Lord and he will save you, and God's deliverance will be forever. An old saying suggests revenge is a dish best served cold. The Bible teaches, however, that revenge is a dish best never served.